The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. Being that yesterday was Tisha B'Av, and today is Yud B'Av, I'd like to continue on one point, on the sugya which we spoke about last Wednesday night, the sugya of Kamtza Bar Kamtza. The Gemara brings, for those who are not familiar with the story, Mar brings a Kamtzu Bar Kamtzu Chorv Yushalayim, that there were two people and they were enemies of each other. One was named Kamtzu and the other was Bar Kamtzu. Then a person was making a Suda. So he went and he invited Kamtzu, and by mistake his Shamas went out and issued the invitation to Bar Kamtzu. And when this Bar Kamtza came, incidentally, the Bala Simcha was enemies with Bar Kamtza. He was friends with Kamtza. And when he came, he said, "What are you doing here? You don't belong here. I want you to leave." So it was an embarrassment for him to leave. So he said, "Let me stay and I'll pay for what I eat and drink." He said, "No." Well, then he said, "Let me stay and I'll pay for half the Suda." He still said no. He said, "I'll pay for the entire Suda." Still he refused. The hatred was that bad. And he had him thrown out. So Bar Kamtza became very, very angry. And he wanted to take revenge. So he said he'll go and speak Loshon Hara, slander, and incite the Malchus, the Roman government, against the Jews. So he went and he told them that the Jews are rebelling. They asked, "How do you know?" He said, "Send them a korban, send them a sacrifice, and see if they'll sacrifice it on the government's behalf." They gave him an animal, and as he took it, he made a mum in it, an injury. And it was a type of injury that is not an injury when they sacrifice to Hashem in their own bomas on their own altars. But it is considered an injury, an imperfection, in the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Beis HaMikdosh was not allowed to accept it. But meanwhile, to send it back, they had realized what this person was trying to do. So the Gemara brings, Sover Rabbon Likrube Mishum Shlei Malchus. The Rabbonin said that maybe we should be makrivet, sacrifice it, because to keep shalom between us and the Malchus, otherwise it'll be very dangerous. Omar Reb Zechariah ben Avkulas, so Reb Zechariah ben Avkulas was there, he said, "You cannot do that. Yemru bale mumin kravin legavi mezbeach," because then people will learn from here that you can take an animal with an injury and bring it to the mizbeach, to the altar. So velamikdalei delei lezel belema. Then they said, maybe we should kill this Bar Kamtza so he will not go back to the Malchus and tell them what happened, because this is a very, very, it's a great crisis. So Rabbi Zechariah had nothing against killing him, but he said, in this situation you cannot, because people will say that we killed him because he was matal mum bekotchim, that because he put an injury into this animal that was kodosh, and they will say that one is guilty with the death penalty. And Ben Kach, as time went on, nothing happened. They didn't take any action. And this triggered off the Roman war against Klal Yisrael. Already they had already occupied a good part of the country. And then the Rabbi Eichanan said, "In Vesanusei Shel Rabbi Zechariah Ben Avkulis Hechriva Es Beiseinu Vesorfe Secholeinu Viglisonu Me'altzeinu." That it was his inaction, his humility, or is his inaction, his overzealousness or overcautiousness, that brought the Churban, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So this is one story. The Gemara brings another, where it states, Asako de Rispak Choriv Beitar brings a case where the custom was that if someone had a male child, he would plant a certain tree, a certain cedar tree for him. And if someone had a female child, then they would plant another tree. And then when either of these children would get married, so they would cut down the trees and make a chuppah from it. One day, the daughter of the Caesar, of the Caesar, was driving in her chariot, and the wheel broke. So her escorts got out, and to fix the wheel, they needed wood. So they cut down one of these trees. This enraged the Jews, and the Jews started to fight against them. When they went back to the Caesar, they told him, Mordeboch Yehudoi, the Jews are rebelling, Osa Alayo, and this brought down Beitar. So these are two of the stories that the Gemara brings. What I want to dwell on this evening is rather something of a lighter nature, and that's a single point. And that is the Hagdoma, the preface to all of this. The Gemara goes to great length to tell us and to illustrate what happened during the time of the Churban. But there's a preface. And the preface is, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "My dikshiv, this that it's written, Ashrei Odom Befachei Tomid, Umakshili Bayipol Bero. This is a posuk in Mishlei Chof Ches. Pasuk Yudalit. Shlema HaMelech said, how fortunate is the person who's Mefachei Tomid, who is always afraid. And he who is Makshe Libo, he who hardens his heart and doesn't take precautions, Yipol Baro, he will fall into evil. He will fall into bad times. And then the Gemara swings into a Kamtzo Bar Kamtzo Chor of Yushalayim, into these stories. What does the Gemara mean to bring out here? So what the Rashi and Tosfos, they say the people should have been more careful. They should have been more cautious. Rashi says, that they should have been more careful, achochem reya es aneled, to foresee what can come out of things. And Tosfos also says that they should have been careful not to be mevayish bar kamtza velamer al abas kesar, voyelhem lefached velidag min apronies. They shouldn't have taken these actions, because you see what can come out of something, a seemingly small issue, and it became a matter of history. And also, the Gemara relates that when Bar Kamtza was embarrassed, humiliated, the Rabbonin were there, Velemich Rabbonin, and the Rabbonin didn't say anything. They had their reasons. They weren't necessarily good reasons. We mentioned where the Mashal brings. There was a lot of chanufa, a lot of flattery in the generation at that time. But meanwhile, that helped to trigger it off, because Bar Kamtza said, the Rabbonin saw what was happening to me, and they didn't try to stop it. So we see that they were very happy with it. And the same thing, Rabbi Zacharia, he refused to take steps, because this might take place or that might take place, but meanwhile, he didn't look at the major, at the whole picture, that you had the great Roman Empire up against you. So therefore, Ashrei Odom Mefachei Tomid, It's good where a person is afraid. Makshaliba yipel bara. Someone who hardens his heart and is not afraid, he'll fall into evil. This was the preface. Now Tesis asks the Kasha. The Kasha Tesis asks, the question Tesis asks is, the Gemara in Masechta Brachos tells us not like that. It's not good for a person to be afraid. Gemara brings on Daf Samach. Gemara starts with a case of Hillel. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa b'Hillel Azokin, Shoyabo b'Derech. It happened that Hillel Azokin was coming from the Derech, from a trip, Mishama called Tzavcho b'Ir, and he heard great cries of anguish in his city. Now generally, if you come home, and especially after you've been away, and you hear great cries of anguish, so right away you're cautious, you're afraid. Omar Muftach Ani Shein Zeh B'Teich Beisi. Hillel said, I'm not afraid. I am very, very confident these cries are not coming from my household, not from my family. We all have a Kosev Omer, and on Hillel was said the Posuk, and this is a Posuk in Tehillim Kuf Yud Beis, Mishmu Oro Lo Yiroi, Nochain Libai Batuach Bashem. That he who will not be afraid of a shmua ra, that if you hear something that sounds, it could be bad, he's not afraid of it. Nochain libei batuach b'Hashem, someone whose heart is strong with Hashem, he places his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Places his faithfulness in Hashem. And this was always Hillel. And then the Gemara says, you can learn it two ways. That someone who does not fear from bad news, that's a sign that he's placing his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a sign. He must be placing his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then to the contrary, when someone places his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have to fear bad news. In other words, it's actually the cause. It's not a symptom, but it's actually the cause. When you place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you are relying on a rock, the Tzur Yisrael, so he will protect you. Therefore, you don't have to fear from bad news. Then the Gemara brings Ahu Talmida, Dava Koazel Basrei, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yesi Bishuk at the Tzion. There was a Talmud, and he was walking behind Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yesi, in the Shuk. Chazya took a mafchi. They saw that he was trembling. Omalei Chatoat turned around and said, "You're a chayte, you're a sinner. Niksi pachtu b'tzion chatoim." Because that's a sign of someone who sins, when he trembles, when he's afraid. So the Talmid Omar Lehi, he asked him, but it says, Ashri Adam Mefache Talmid. Din Shleim HaMelech said, how happy is a person who's always Mefached? Omar Lehi Ahu B'Divrei Teira Ksiv. That's only by Divrei Teira, not by other things. By other things you're not supposed to be afraid. It comes to Divrei Teira that you have to be afraid. Why should you be afraid by Divrei Teira? So Rashi says, Ashri Yoda Mefachet Tomid, Shema Tishtakach Mimenu, Shemitekach Umach Zedishneisam Tomid. By Divrei Teira, a person should always be afraid that he's going to forget his Divrei Teira. And if he's that way, then he'll constantly go over and over again. So we see a person shouldn't be afraid. Then the Gemara brings another case. Yehuda bar Nosson have a shokel ve'ozel basrei de Rav Amnuna. Yehuda bar Nosson was walking behind Rav Amnuna esnach, and he gave a agonizing a cry, a groan, what did you say? A groan. Yeah. So Rav Amnuna turned around to him and said, Omale Yisurim Boy Yahu Gabra, La Suyi Nafshe. He said, this person is going to bring trouble on himself. And he quotes a pasuk from Iyov, where it states that a person, by being afraid, can bring problems on himself. So they ask the same question. But it says, Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid. It says, how fortunate is the person who's always Mefached? No, he said, Chas v'sholom. Ahu b'divrei Torah, that's only by divrei Torah. So this is the sugya, this is the Gemara in Masechta Brachos. So we see clearly from here, it's not good to be a Mefached, it's not good to be a worrier. Always afraid, always worried. You have to go with Bitochen Hashem, and come what may. So Tosfos asks a question, except by Divrei Torah. So Tosfos asks the question, so what is Rabbi Yochanan saying here? Fortunate would have been this generation if they would have been mefached, if they would have worried, and if they would have died, then maybe they could have prevented the great Churban, but they weren't. This is Tosfos' question. So Tosfos says, he says, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that before the Churban, Yerushalayim was riding high. They had a great amount of wealth and goodness in Brocha. And because they were riding high, the people became very confident, very overconfident, and very arrogant. And that's why it didn't bother them to do things which normally maybe one would have been cautious to start up with the daughter of the Caesar, or to start up with the Romans, or to be mevayish bar kamtza. But they should have been mefached because of rei, and not rely on their rei to vosam, vishal vosam. And it's not like someone who is being afraid for no reason at all. So what Tosfos is saying is that the main thing that the Gemara is saying in Masechta Brachos is you should not be a mefached without good reason. But if there's good reason, then you should be a mefached. So there they saw on those episodes there, those cases, they were worrying and trembling, but not for a justified reason. You can't go through life being afraid. So therefore, he chastised them. By Torah, you have to go through Torah being afraid, lest you forget your Torah, but not otherwise. But if there's a justified reason, then Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid, means you should be afraid. And here there was a justified reason. They were too careless. They were riding high. They had wealth. They had brocha. They forgot about very important things. They were arrogant. We could start up with the Caesar. We can start up with the daughter of the Caesar and so forth. This is what Tosfos says. Now, there's no doubt the principle that Tosfos is saying is Borel Poshet. Is very, very true. The tendency of a person is, when things are going well, he becomes careless. In fact, as the Torah tells us this, that a person becomes arrogant, and then he forgets who he is, he forgets who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and so forth. The Gemara says on that Ein Odom Bo Lidei Shikho Elam takes fear. When he's full and he's satisfied, then he forgets. So this is very true. Even when things are going well, you still have to have your eye on the ball and be careful. But still, it doesn't work out well. Because, and this is what the Maral asks. He asks this in Netzach Yisrael, Perekei. So then why did the Gemara when the Gemara in Brachas, when they were asked, it states Ashri Adam Mefachid Tomid. It's good to be Mefachid, so why did they have to say that's only by Divrei Torah? They should have said that's in many cases where it's justified, but those cases were not justified. From the fact that the Gemara said Ahubi Divrei Tereksiv seems to it limits it to Divrei Torah, but otherwise you shouldn't. In other words, on that same pasuk, the Gemara in Brachas says it's referring to Divrei Torah and nothing else. By us here in Masechet Gittin, it tells us that it's referring to that you should not rely on your wealth and think nothing bad will come. It's contradictory. This is what he asks. So he says the following. This is very clear that when a person deals with something which can break, something which is fragile, either because that's the way, that's its nature, or let's say it has a fault, it's weak, it's partially broken, then it's very obvious. You have to deal with it with very delicate hands. If you're handling rock, you don't have to worry that you might drop it. If you're handling crystal, you have to be very careful. China, you must be very careful. If you're handling something that's built well and strong, it can take a lot of beating. If you're handling something that is old or partially broken or was not made well, you have to handle it very carefully. He says, this is the principle that we're speaking about. By Divrei Torah, let's ask the question right there. Why by Divrei Torah should a person be a mafachid, should he be a warrior? He says, it's built on the Gemara, where the Gemara tells us in Masechta Chagiga, and that test vav, Koshim lignais kis kesev bezohov, v'neach lishtaber kis chuchis. Torah is as difficult as to find as kesev bezohov, silver and gold. You have to search for it like a concealed treasure. But at least once you find kesev bezohov, it becomes yours. You got it. The problem with Torah is even after you have it, it's like crystal. Neach lishtaber, that can break very easily. And the reason for this is because it's very difficult to make a total kinyan, a total acquisition on Divrei Torah, because it's so far beyond the person. Torah is not from this world. Things that come from this world, we can be shalit on. We can govern, we can rule. Kesev is of gold and silver. There's ownership. But to have an ownership on Torah is very difficult. Because we're speaking about something that's beyond the person. It's coming from the Olam HaElyon, from higher worlds. And therefore, even when a person understands Torah, he understands it's on his fingertips. But a total kinyan, a total hold on it, it doesn't necessarily have. And therefore, kosher liknes ki kesev azov, it's as difficult as to acquire as gold and silver. But neach lishtaber kishkuchis, but it's as easy to break as fine crystal. And therefore, it needs a shmira yisera. It needs an extra dimension of guardianship. And that's why ashrei odem mefachei tomid, a person always has to be a worrier about his Divrei Torah. Because if he neglects it, he'll lose it. And that's why Rashi brings me Teichach, his Chazer Tomid, because of that he's always reviewing it and always going over it. Now, he says, when the Gemara said, Ha'u b'divrei Tereksiv, it means Divrei Torah, but anything that same principle applies to. In this generation of the Churban, that takes place here, this was a generation that had enormous fault in it. The proof is because we see Yerushalayim was destroyed. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Beitar was destroyed. Tor Malka. It had enormous Averos. And the prime Avera that the Gemara is speaking about here is the Avera of Sinas Chinam, like we spoke last week. In a generation, when you see that there's Avera, you have to be very cautious with it. Because that means that generation has fault in it. And it's Neyech Lishtaber. And very easily it can collapse. It's like walking over a bridge that is strong, or you walk over a bridge that there's a warning sign that this bridge is faulty. Caution. And this is what Rabbi Yechanan is saying. Rabbi Yechanan is saying, Ashri Adam Mefachei Tomit, Mak Sheliba Yipel Beroa, because had they been Mefachid, had they realized that, or had they not realized, they knew it, but had they been cognizant of the fact that there were great Chatoim in the generation, then they know that they're walking over a Mokum which is Muchen Laperonies. This is a place where it's a danger zone. In a danger zone, you have to be very, very cautious, because it could be a minefield. And they weren't cautious. There could be, but these were only illustrations of what was going on in the generation. There was hatred between Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. They could humiliate someone in public. The Rabbonin could be silent. They could start up with the Caesar. They could start up with the daughter of the Caesar. The Caesar went and her guards went and cut down a tree. They were ready to go to war over it. That's what the Gemara is saying. Therefore, it's not a contradiction. Because what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, that when you deal with things which can be shaky, and they're neach lishtabia, they can easily fall or collapse, then ashri adam mefachei tomid. Then you have to be a worrier. You have to go with great caution. This is the case with Divrei Torah, and this is the case in the generation of the Churban. The Now, but otherwise, under normal circumstances, then a person is not supposed to be a mafachid. And this was Hillel. You put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hillel said that I'm sure that this cry is not coming from my house. Because a person has to go through life placing his reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where his faithfulness is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his strength comes from him. Then he won't have to worry. Now, we don't learn from here, though. We cannot learn from here that pachad in its own right is good, even in those times. Because, to the contrary, if someone worries, and the pachad is an end in its own right, now, that's a proof that his heart is not strong with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And someone whose heart is strong with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he wouldn't come to this pachad. David HaMelech wrote, Gam ki eilech begeitz al moves, le'ir aro, that even when I walk through the valley of death, I will not fear. Why? I will not fear any evil. Why? Ki ato imodi, because you are with me. When a person is nochein libay batuach b'Hashem, that he places his strength in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he doesn't have to worry. Then Mishmura Ra La Yira, he will not, doesn't have to fear from bad news. So what do we learn from here though? But we learn that there is a place for pachad. The Gemara is telling us something else. The Gemara is saying that there are times when it's good to be a worrier, but that's only if it brings to a positive result, not if it brings to no result or if it brings to a negative result. For example, in this in Divrei Torah, why should you be a worrier? So the Gemara says, why? Because miteichkach, if you realize that you're dealing with Torah that's beyond you and you can lose it, so it'll bring you to constantly learning over and over the Gemara. And to guard it, it'll bring you to a Shmira Yesera, to an extra dimension of Shmira, of guardianship. This is a good pachad. This is a good reason why, a good daiga, a good reason why to worry. The same thing, if you are in a place, or if you are in a time, where you see that there is great fault, there are great problems, then you have to go be careful. You have to worry. But that's only if it'll bring to something good, not just worry for no reason whatsoever. This is what Rabbi Eichanan was saying. He said, had these people been mefachid, had they worried, then it would bring them to rectifying the problems of the generation. So the only time a mefachid is good if it's going to bring a positive result. But if it's going to bring no results, or if it's going to bring a negative result, then there's no room for the pachad whatsoever. Because that's a contrary, that's an antithesis to bitochen b'Hashem. If a person worries, if he's afraid, that means he's not relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Noch en libe batuach b'Hashem, Hillel said that if you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you place your trust in him, then there's no room for the worry or the pachad. Gam ki elech begeit salmobis le'irara, even when I'm near death, I will not fear because ato imodi, you are with me. If a person sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him all of the time, so then he has nothing to worry about. If it's the type of a worry or a fear that will bring him to higher levels of doing something, no, that's something else. The example would be, if you take, let's say you take a surgeon who has a very, very difficult operation to make. So if he's a chochem, he's worried about it. But why is he worried? He's worried because he knows that he has to be very, very careful. And he'll have to call on all of his skills and talents. En HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that's a worry that's bringing results. The fool, if he's a surgeon, that's a fool. He'll say, look, this is nothing. So because of that, there is no positive result. The Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Beis of Midas HaZehirus, he writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can see, has given every animal, kol behema v'chaya, every creature, the ability to sense danger and the ability to guard himself and to avoid this danger. Every animal has different enemies, has different challenges, has different dangers. But each animal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the instinct, the cunningness, or be it the wisdom, whatever it is, how to guard himself from the particular element that's a threat to him. This we see. Now, he says, if that's the case, then Kal Vachomer, how much more so by the human being? The human being is the tachlis shel kol habria. He's the ultimate in the creation. And if every animal was given this ability, every creature, so certainly he was also. So he says there's no doubt. Man was given also the ability to guard himself from any threat. And we're not only speaking about physical threats, but we're speaking about spiritual threats also. This was given to man, the ability of this Shmira. This is a Hirus. Then he says, then you can ask the question, why do we find by so many people that they seem not to be aware of this? They seem not to have the ability to guard themselves from danger, at least from spiritual dangers. He said, the answer to this is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Barasi Yetzohara. He created the Yetzohara. And the Yetzohara, his duty in this world is to try to confuse the person. He Sefer Rosh HaTzadik HaMavakesh LaHamisai. The Rosh over the Yetzohara, he looks at the Tzadik and he wants to throw him over. He wants to kill him. This is the duty, this is the obligation, this is the occupation of the Yetzohara in this world. So he tries to confuse man. And he puts an enormous amount of cheshech, of darkness in the world, where a person doesn't become cognizant of what's what. He says, this is why we see that an animal can knows what's good for him, self, while a man many times doesn't seem to know what's good for himself. He said, the greatest tool of the Yetzirah, he brings and others bring, is to be matried, the person. Place an hold on him, a yoke, to keep him so busy that he doesn't have time to think, he doesn't have time to look. If you want to trip up a person, so you've got to blindfold him. See, he blindfolds the person by putting so much on his shoulders that he doesn't have time to think. He says, actually, this strategy was used by Paray. Because when Moshe came to Paray, Moshe and Aaron, and they said that the people, let the people go free. So what did he say? He says, Nirpim, hey, Tichbar Alehem Es Avoda. They have time on their hands. When you have time on your hands, you can think. Put more work on them, more work. So they have so much work to do, they won't be able to think. Nirpim haim. Person has to have time to think. He has to ask himself, is he in the right direction? What is he doing? Maybe what he's doing is wrong. Can he do things better? But he has to have time to think. If he's working all of the time, and running all of the time, he never has time to think. This was Paro's strategy. He says, this is the Yetzer Hara strategy. So therefore, it's a ksil b'cheshech helech. A man is like a fool who walks in the dark. Needs an or, needs a light. The great light is Torah. Ki Torah or. Borosi Yetzohara, Borosi Torah Tavlin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have created the Yetzohara. You won't be able to stand up against the Yetzohara. He's too clever. But I created the Torah. The Yetzer Hara will make the world dark. But if you learn Torah, that'll make the world light. That'll allow you to see what are you here for, what is your purpose, and so forth. Now here we're talking again about a positive zihirus, a positive caution that'll bring a person to good. But for a person to be overcautious or for a person to be a worrier just for the sake of worrying, no, that's the hepech, that's the antithesis to bitochen b'Hashem. Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. So we don't have to worry, and we're not even allowed to worry, about what will happen to us. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. He will do what he wants to do. We have to worry that we are doing what we are supposed to be doing. Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? And that we need light and time. And there are times to be more cautious than others. like when it comes to the guarding to guard your Torah, or when it comes to a mocha muchen leperonius. Mara tells us if you come into a place and it's a dangerous place, or as man muchen leperonius, if you come to a time on the calendar and it's a dangerous time on the calendar, or if it's like in a generation where there's great many averas, then a person has to walk carefully. Then he has to be the mafachid. And this is all one line of thought. So that's why the Gemara in Brachos refers it to Divrei Torah, and here Rabbi Eichon is referring it to the door to the generation of the Churban. Because it's Neach Lishtaber, it's something which is very fragile and very breakable. Now Hillel was the great Baal Bitochen. Hillel used to say that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. And he was the one who said, look, I have no worries. I hear something that's bad happened. It's not with me. Yet we find Hillel in Masechta Avos, he instructs us as follows. In Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Dalet. Hu ha yo'aymer. Hillel would say, im ein ani li mili, if I am not for myself, then who will be? Ukjani kisha'ani la'atzmi mo'ami. And if I am for myself, what am I? Bim le'aksho ve'mosai, and if not now, when? What is he telling us? So the Rishenim explain, and the Maral elaborates. A person is instructing us that we have to take note. We have to be cautious. When it comes to the physical world, there are things that you can merit, or things you can come into your possession, which you don't work for. For example, Yerusha, you can inherit something. You didn't work for it. Parents or grandparents might have made the fortune. Matona, someone can give you a gift. Mazel, many people work very hard. They don't strike it rich. Other people work a little and they strike it rich. There's mazel. Even when it comes to bracha that comes to the world, we can benefit and live off the brachas of others. Maral brings modern tainus dav zayin omar aleph. Says kshomim bishvil yochid. Many times the rains will come in the schus of one individual. There's a great tzaddik in the door in the generation the Gemara brings, and because of that, a Kodesh Baruch will bring rains. So I'm benefiting because of his merit. Or the Gemara brings in, he brings from Brachas Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Kola Eilam Nizayin Bishvil Chanino. There was a great tzaddik, Chanino. And it says that the whole world used to be Mishparnes, would get Parnosa because of Chanino. Then the Gemara says, in Chanino Nebach, he would only have a little Parnosa. His chus would bring Parnosa for the whole world. So here, when it comes to the physical world, there are many things that you can sit back, bechibuk yadayim, fold your hands, and will be table. You'll have mazel, brocha. Okay. So the person could say, look, why do I have to work so hard? Fine. But when it comes to the milus, or adam atzmai, Madregas or Adam, the level of the person, the level of perfection that a person gains in this world, which his reward in the world to come is dependent on, there in no way can that happen, the Chazal tell us. In no way. Ein Yerusha LeTorah. Your father could have been a gon. Your grandfather could have been a gon. Ein Yerusha LeTorah. It will not help you. And whatever a person does, it's only for him. So that's why Hillel says, "Im ein anili mili." When it comes to Shemayim. Your chelek, your portion, our portion in the next world. If you are not going to look after it, then no one will look after it. Now here he's telling us, we got to be cognizant. We got to worry about this. But this is a positive worry. Not stam worry, oy. Now, worry to motivate ourselves. So therefore we have to do something. This was Hillel, who was the great Peteach Bashem. So, imein ani li mili. If I don't work for myself, then no one else is going to. When it comes to Shleimus Odom, the perfection of man. Then it states, ukishani la'atzmi mo'ani. And if I am for myself, I work for myself, mo'ani, still what am I? What is he referring to here? He's referring to that, let's say the person works very hard. He works hard in Torah, in mitzvahs, in ma'asim tovim. And he has gathered a wealth of Torah, mitzvahs, and ma'asim tovim. Now he can rest. And that Hillel said, no. No, he still must worry. Why? Because, ukishani la'atzmi mo'ani, even when I do so much for myself, mo'ani, still what am I? And on that, the Maral brings a Medrash Rabbah, Vayikra, Perek Dalet, and the posuk of Shlema Melech, Gama Nefesh Leisem Aleh. The nefesh or odom, there's only so much you can eat. There's only so much you can drink. But when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, the nefesh or odom, the soul is never full. It is always only partially full. So, no matter how many years one is osuk b'Torah, no matter how many years one pursues mitzvahs, his nefesh is still empty and wants more. State on Moshe Rabbeinu, I hate mitzvahs, lo yisba mitzvahs. He who wants mitzvahs, the mitzvahs will never be satisfied. It will never satisfy him. It's not like eating. He'll never be full. There's always room for more. And why is that? So the Medrash gives an example. It says there was an Irani, that means a young man from a country town, a country village. And for some reason, a Bas Melech, a princess, fell in love with him. I don't think the king was that happy. But nevertheless, they got married. But it wasn't a good shidduch. Because he brought her the best vegetables and the best potatoes and the best that he knew of. But she was never satisfied. Why was she never satisfied, the Medrash says? Because she came from a different world. Kachoma neshama, so what does the neshama say? The goof wants to bring the best of everything for the soul. But an nefesh leisem aleh, it is never satisfied. It comes from a different world. And the world that it comes from is infinite. Ein keitz, there's no end to it. So if he brings produce from this world, even the gold and the silver, that's not going to satisfy it at all. But even when he brings Torah and mitzvahs, a nefesh leisemale, it'll never be full. It'll always seek more. So therefore Hillel said, ukishani la'atzmi mo'ani, even when I do everything for myself that I should, he must say, mo'ani, still there is so much left to do. There is so much left to do. Now, when should he do it? He's got plenty of time. No. Vim le'achshov emosai. If not, now when? because a person doesn't know how long he'll be on this world. Even if he does know, how long is it? It says, Pisaim be'einenu. Could be all of a sudden he's not here anymore. So what is Hillel driving home? That we have to keep our eyes on the ball. That we're placed here to seek a perfection. And this is up to us. It's not up to anyone else. So we have to do it. The person constantly has to tell himself that. And even if he constantly learns a lot, and he fills himself up, still more only, how much have I have done? Because the nefesh is endless. And if I don't do it now, when will I do it? Because everyone is here only for a certain amount of time. The So from all of this, we learn these principles. Firstly, a pachad and a daiga, a fear and a worry and a concern that is of no purpose is fruitless. If it serves no purpose, then it's totally fruitless. And the person is wasting his time, he's wasting his energies, and he's wasting his life. Because the Gemara says that the ago is shever chatzi aguf, consumes the body. So fruitless concern and fruitless worrying and fretfulness, that itself is a sign. If a person is like that, that's what they said, chetahu. That's a sign he must be a great sinner. That's a sign he's a broken keli. He's always worrying that he's going to fall apart. Maybe there's something to worry about. Or like he said, that itself can bring yesurin on him. That itself will break him. So that is taboo. On the other hand, if it's a concern, if it's a dagger, that'll bring positive results, motivate him, that's good where it can. In other words, there's something that he should be doing better, then it's good. Divrei Torah and so forth. And especially if he's in a situation which calls for such a thing. That's what is known as Shmira and Zehirus, that actually mobilizes the person to greater dimensions. Like the example we gave with the surgeon. A wise surgeon, he realizes what's involved, so he knows how to brace himself for it. But otherwise, you place your bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You mobilize yourself, you do what you have to do, and then David HaMelech said, Gam ki ilech begeitz al modis le'iro ro ki ato imodi. You are with me. I place my reliance on you, and he's the Evan Yisrael, the Tzur. Tzur Yisrael, he's the great rock. And that brings strength to the person himself. That's one principle we learn from here. The second principle we learn is that if a person is in a time or a place where there are many problems in the generation and many faults in the generation, he has to be extra cautious because it's a shaky situation, just like a person is walking across a shaky bridge. He has to be very, very cautious. Asher yadu mefachi tomit. But again, it must be purposeful. So it can bring improvement to the purpose person. In other words, I call the fiyamokim v'hazman. It's relative to the particular time and particular place. But now there's another principle we learn from here, which is very interesting. Rabbi Yochanan said that he is pointing a finger at them, and he said they were not mefachet. They should have been. Either like Tasteless, because he says they had plenty, so they relied on their wealth and their strength. They should have been mefachid. Or like the Maral, who says because it was such a shaky situation. But we hear from Rabbi Yochanan that had they been mefachid, had they been concerned, had they been cautious, they could have prevented the churban. They would have prevented the destruction. Otherwise, what is he telling them? He said, the problem is you weren't mefachid, and if you were mefachid, things would have been different. We see that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a decree, such an enormous decree that changed the history of the world and the history of Klal Yisrael, but even at the last moments, they could have stopped it. Had they been mefachid, to be cautious, with the episode of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, with the episodes of the Rabbonim, or with the episode of what to do with the Korban, or the daughter of the Caesar. He says, had they would have prevented the Korban. But because they weren't, they were headstrong, and they didn't give lev or nefesh, heart or soul to this, they became reckless. Reckless driving, this is what came from it. These are some of the principles that we can learn from this. This is the preface to Kamsa Bar Kamsa. There's many, many important principles for us.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.